Hey, have you heard about this? The Masters golf tournament is going on down in Georgia. I don't know if you golf or not. I do. Well, I try to. I enjoy golf once in a while. Past years, I've not had the chance to do it as much as I did in years before. But all this, the sports, and we haven't talked about this, but we'll dedicate a show to this more so in the future. Summertime's coming. We're seeing all these commercials. If you have a television or just even on billboards or anything, stay away from television, by the way. Let's watch as little as that as we should, as we can, as possible. Everything's about fitness these days. I mean, they grow these young people from the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, all the way up to high school with the sole goal of being a professional. And they have these commercials that I was just watching one on the Masters. I was watching the golf tournament, and they had shown somebody waking up like at 4 in the morning. They get up, go for a run, they go back to their house, work out even more, then go get breakfast, then go to the gym and run some more. I mean, Fulton Sheen said, "The world is in crisis when men take care of their bodies more than when they take care of their souls." And what do we see all around us? Everything is fitness, getting in shape, going to the gym, being a professional athlete, being the best athlete you are and can be. It's all about the body. It's all about the physicality. It's all about the here and now. I mean, imagine. Priests are the spiritual equivalent of what professional athletes are. Yet we don't say anything about them. Interestingly enough, Catholics don't even say anything about them. I was watching, last fall, Notre Dame football, and Notre Dame always has like some sort of student profile or some highlight of their students, what good they're doing in the world. They'll have like a segment on a senior who, is doing like water purification in Africa, or they'll have on a grad student who's working on cancer research and stuff. Why not profile one of your seminarians? Why not profile one of the priests who saves souls, whose duty is to purify and make whole again the soul and the spiritual? That is who we should be profiling, lifting up in society. Not these fallible, many times unsober celebrities who commit adultery and are and unfaithful to their spouses and whose money they live with lavish lifestyles. Look, I get professional sports. People have talents, people have skills. You can go to college for free if you're good enough. Hey, I played sports in high school. I was football, baseball, swimming. I get it. But modern sports, the modern athlete, modern celebrities, the modern fitness lifestyle, everybody belongs to a gym in their 20s. Everybody has a dog when they're 28, 29, and 30, when they're recently married. Newly married couples have pets. They put off having families. And when they do have families, they have maybe one or two children at the most. Everything is focused on pleasure and being in shape and the finest wines and the finest foods and the finest clothing. All this individualism. Dare to be great. Well, dare to be holy. Don't dare to speak out or be brave and what however the world sees that. No. Dare to submit yourself to your spiritual director. Dare to humble yourself to those who may know more. Don't go after every little thing because you're intellectually curious. Curiosity can be a sin, and it is a sin for too many people. How many intellectuals who have blogs or have columns and have podcasts, think so highly of themselves? Knowledge puffeth up. This world is run by very proud men, and it's all the work of human hands and human thinking. We need to be very, very careful about latching ourselves on to the way in which this modern society is going. Obviously, we need to call out corruption. Obviously, we need to keep an eye on them. The Catechism in one hand, the New York Times in the other. Hey, let's do it. I'm right there. This show is about that. But don't overemphasize your body, because what are you? You're dust. You're dirt. You're food for worms. And on that topic, have you heard about this? David DeLeiden, you may remember him. Several months ago, he was undercover at Planned Parenthood facilities in Texas. In order to gain entry to them, he had to have a fake ID. He had to go undercover with incognito. And he taped Planned Parenthood facilities, basically haggling over the price of body parts of aborted children. And the evidence was very, very straightforward. Pro-abortionists said, oh, these were doctored tapes and they were edited, heavily edited. Well, the grand jury in Houston, instead of charging Planned Parenthood for doing something illegal, which selling dead baby parts is illegal, they charged David DeLeiden with a crime of tampering with documents that now he may face up to 20 years in prison. And moreover, in California, where DeLeiden resides, the Attorney General's office of the state just recently, just this past week, went in and raided his house and took all of the evidence that he had, even unreleased documents, even unreleased tapes of other encounters he had with Planned Parenthood officials. And of course, we've come to learn that the Attorney General in this state has been supported in the past with thousands of dollars from Planned Parenthood. This man is a modern-day hero. He's uncovering and doing literally the Lord's work, standing up for children who are being slaughtered by persons who are, well, quite literally, doing the devil's work. They're making human sacrifice to the god of liberalism, to the god of autonomy, to the god of false gods of choice. Women who think, my body, my choice. No. God's creation, his will. And we're seeing the corruptness in our politics more and more. Thousands of dollars in multiple companies, millions of dollars, in fact, are being poured into North Carolina right now and other states that are opposing transgenderism and saying, no, gender is something that is not constructed. It is based on our chromosomes. It is based on our nature. It is based on our natural orientation. It is based on our bone structure. It is based on our muscle mass, all these sorts of things. It's something that nature endows. It's not something that we get to decide. God created us as we are, and that's that. Instead, we have billions of dollars being poured into states to pressure groups, to pressure lawmakers, to go along with their gender ideology, their totalitarian ideology. This is how the left operates. And it's because, again, in truth, there is charity. In error, there is no charity, and they don't know how to act towards those they disagree with. It's the direction this country is going. And it's a direction lest we have our priests and bishops return to spreading the one true Catholic faith, we'll never recover. This country cannot survive without truth. Without truth, you're living in error. Christ said, he is the way, the truth, the life. I am the Prince of Peace. You can do nothing without me. Well, what more evidence do we need? Let's return to that. And let's all play our part. In whatever state in life we're doing, whatever state in life we're in. We'll be right back after this quick break on Church and State. We'll be right back with Dr. Brian McCall talking about church-state relations and religious liberty.